Hello, Katie and Joan. Thank you for joining me. You are from the Open Door Community space in Berkhamsted. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. Hi there.
Hi.
Tell me about Open Door, because I'm aware of it, but I don't really know much about it. What is it that you do?
Lots of things. We are actually a community space. We were set up in 2017 from the Way In Christian Centre Trust, basically to extend their outreach and provide a safe, welcoming space for local people to come and do activities, health and well-being, art, to get together, to reduce the social isolation that we've been seeing in the centre and upstairs in the art gallery, the upstairs gallery and places like that. So that's where we came from originally. And now we run lots of art activities, health and well-being activities, and of course the food project as well. We have a donations cafe which people can drop in, just have a coffee, a piece of homemade cake. So that's what we were like before lockdown.
Yes, exactly. And then lockdown arrived. And so what have you been doing since lockdown?
We have our food project, which has been a major part of our things, using our kitchen.
How did the food project originate?
The food project originated from us trying to think how we would use our kitchen, which we felt needed to be used because there were people out there who were self-isolating, elderly and vulnerable, and we needed to find some way of actually feeding them proper food instead of them worrying about where's my next meal going to come from, etc. And there was an organisation, or there still is an organisation, called Berkhamsted
COVID Mutual Aid Group.
Thank you. Thank you. And at the beginning of lockdown, when all the restaurants and things were shutting down, there was spare food, and a lady called Christine Delaney, who is now on board with us at the food project, was using the spare food to take around to people they'd heard of with the Berkhamsted Mutual Aid Group. That food kind of dried up as the restaurants closed and couldn't do anything. So we knew we were getting a grant from Hearts Community Foundation. So Christine and I got together, and she managed to source our lovely chef, Charlie, from one of our restaurants down the road, the Olive Tree, which is super. And we have been cooking since then to all our elderly and vulnerable and self-isolating people, and some families as well.
How many of you are there on the team?
There's Christine and myself and Charlie who do the cooking and sorting out. And then we have about 10 to 15 drivers and deliverers who swap on different days to come and help and take things to people.
And how often do you deliver food to people, Joan?
We deliver food 3 times a week at the moment, and possibly going down to twice a week because lockdown is easing a little. That's something we're looking at the moment. And if the need arises, we'll go back up to 3.
That's incredible. 3 times a week. And how many meals are you delivering on those days?
Between 30 and 50 meals a day.
What a wonderful project. And how have you been in touch with people? How do they communicate with you? How do they let you know that they would like to be part of the project?
They tend to bring us up or send us an email. Some of them have come through the churches. Some of them have come through people that we know and the Berkhamsted Mutual Aid Group as well.
So if there's anybody listening who knows of somebody who could benefit from what you're offering, which is the best way for them to contact you?
Well, they can contact us by email at info@opendoorberkhamsted.co.uk.
So that's info@opendoorberkhamsted.co.uk. Well, that's a wonderful initiative. Katie, I know that there's a project that you've been working on.
Yes, normally before lockdown, we've got some amazing space on the high street, which we often have exhibitions in, and we have a lot of art classes, so it's a real kind of creative hub in Berkhamsted. So we wanted to see if we could do an online exhibition when we thought about it, we wanted to really connect it to what's going on at the moment. So we didn't just want some random pictures being sent in. We really wanted it to kind of give people the opportunity to express what's going on in their lives at the moment. And so we decided to call it Your World, A Window into Life Since Lockdown. It's basically an online exhibition. So every day we're posting on Facebook and Instagram, and everything goes onto the website as well. So it's been open to absolutely anyone, from children to professional artists. And so far we've shared around 50 pictures, and that it could be a painting, it could be a sculpture, it could be a photo. It doesn't matter what medium it is. What we do is we ask everyone to not only share the picture of their piece of art, but also tell us a bit about either the piece itself and what it says about their experience, or a lot of the time they want to talk about the part that creativity has played in their lives at the moment. Some people have found they've got a lot more time on their hands and more time to sort of experiment with their art. Some people have found they've got a lot less time because they might have a full-time job and be homeschooling. Yeah. But it's a way to just express that experience.
I went and looked at the exhibition and I really enjoyed that additional element, because the pictures of the different pieces of art were wonderful, but the story behind them really enriched the whole exhibition for me. I loved hearing that personal anecdote from the different artists.
Yeah, we felt that was really important. We wanted to tell, you know, as complete a story as we could. And we might have a very sort of abstract piece of work, which is obviously open to interpretation. So we've got that sort of extra layer of story behind it, so that you can get to know the artist a little bit and get that extra kind of insight into all the different experiences that people are having at the moment.
Yeah, I think stories are a great way of appreciating and understanding, and it's a great way of sharing as well. I think that, you know, being able to add words to a piece of art really helps to bring it to life, for me personally anyway.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
This is ongoing, is it, Katie? Can people still put a piece in?
Absolutely. We weren't sure what the response would be when we first put word out on Facebook and Instagram. So we didn't know if we'd get two pictures sent in or more. But so far, we're in our seventh week of sharing the pictures. And we've got another 10 or so still to share. So we'll just keep going for as long as people want to send in their pictures. There's no barriers to just keeping going for as long as people are enjoying it.
That's fantastic. Those are two brilliant projects that you've got running at the moment. Have you got plans to open your doors as and when you're allowed, I suppose?
Well, later on this month, there's a group of artists called the Winkwell Artists who have been running free drawing classes throughout lockdown. And they have organised to hold an exhibition in our garden from the 21st of July. So that's not only their own work, but people who've taken part in these free classes as well, they're going to be exhibiting their work. So that's going to be going on in our garden. So it's really excited to actually be able to welcome people back into the building, so to speak. Yeah. But also, we obviously realise that not everyone will be able to actually physically come to that. So a couple of days before that opens to the public, we're holding a Zoom tour of the exhibition, so people will actually be able to appreciate the work from their own homes as well. Also, I'm looking to open a takeaway cafe. I'll let Joan tell you about that.
We are looking to open just for takeaway and homemade cake. Some of our volunteers are very anxious to come back and help. And also, we hope to have some of the scouts and guides, not as an official scout and guide thing, but also come and help. Some of the teenagers are lovely and also looking for things to do.
Yes, absolutely. So you'll be doing a takeaway service of cakes and tea?
Cakes and tea and coffee, yes.
Lovely. Yeah. Yes. Will people be able to use the garden, or will they need to literally take them away with them?
We're looking at using the garden as well. Obviously, it's weather dependent.
Yes.
So we're hoping to use the garden as well as takeaway. That would be really good. So we're very excited about that.
One thing that we've been doing more recently to fund the meal service is that we put out an emergency appeal for donations. And it's the first time we've actually done something like this. And the support has been absolutely incredible. We posted on Facebook a week ago, and we've already received enough donations to keep going for nearly another month. So I think people have just been waiting for the opportunity to support Open Door, and we've now given them that opportunity. So we're hoping to kind of keep going with the fundraising so we can keep the service going. And hopefully the cafe will give people the opportunity to make donations when they come and have their takeaways. But also we're going to be getting in touch with everyone who's been part of the online exhibition just to see if they'd be interested in selling their work. And to see if they would be willing to give a proportion of anything they set it for towards the project. So that's hopefully going to be something that happens once we've done the outdoor exhibition. So that's on the cards, we hope, as well.
And also for people to get to see the actual works, which are fantastic. They are so beautiful. They deserve to be seen in real life. So that's what we're looking forward to in the long term.
I really understand that you will be looking forward to welcoming people back to what is obviously a community space. And in order for it to be a community space, you need people. So yes. I applaud you for keeping open and keeping going and coming up with creative ideas for, you know, maintaining a presence in the town during this time. And if people do want to donate and they aren't going to be popping down for a takeaway, but they'd like to donate online, how should they go about that, Katie?
Well, they can go to our website if they'd like to donate online, which is opendoorberkhamsted.co.uk. From the homepage, there's a donate button they can click that takes them to the right place. Or obviously, once the doors are physically open, we're on the high street in Berkhamsted, opposite Bar DIY shop. We'd love to see people, to just see everyone's faces again. It would be fantastic.
Yes, and we have a lovely photographic exhibition of Berkhamsted past and present, which people sent in photographs of, which was not properly seen just before lockdown. So it would be great to have that seen before we have to take it down.
Yes.
Do other things. It's quite fascinating. And we have one of the pictures which we have up, which was a past picture. And one of our people came in and said, "That's my grandma in there."
Oh, lovely.
So it is worth coming to have a look at. So, yes, sorry, we're very excited.
I'm sure. Well, look, Katie, Joan, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to me. I do hope that you get some more contributions to your online exhibition and perhaps also some new donations for the food project, and maybe even some people getting in touch to say, "Oh, you know, please could you help this person out because we weren't aware that you were operating." That would be great too. So thank you again, and I look forward to coming down and sampling some of your homemade cake.
Fantastic. We can't wait to see you.
Lovely. Thanks,
thank
Amy.
You very much. Thank you for your time.
Bye.